The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical today. 7:06 in the morning here on December the 1st. That means how many more shopping days until Christmas? Jared's with me today. Good morning, Jared. Got to turn on that microphone. Hop
well,
right
good
in
morning.
There. How many more shopping days till Christmas? Today's the 1st.
24 days.
24 days. That's right. You know, because you can shop on Christmas Day. As we have shown, that if you go out, you can run out to a couple of these places, pick up a comb, pick up some oil, change oil in your car, all these things, put them in a little bag, and they will never be accepted at all. So you've got 23 shopping days until Christmas, so get out there now. If you haven't already done most of your shopping, and I'm not talking Black Friday or anything, but just to kind of like wander, you see, I shop through the year, and I find things and I hide them around the house, which doesn't work all the time, but hey, 7 after 7 here. It's 31 degrees out there right now, going up to 57 today, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 11 p.m. Wednesday, a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with highs near 55. Northwest winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, rain likely, mainly after 5 p.m. Thursday, rain, high near 51. Thursday night, showers. Friday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy. Saturday and Sunday looks okay. Well, you know, Sunday, maybe another chance of rain. So here we are. We're looking like we're starting to get into our rainy season then, Wednesday and Thursday for sure. Weather's always brought to you by, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts, of course, because it's a veteran-owned business, and Chuck and Judy Kinney believe in this. 365-3793, if you want to take care of your propane needs. Hey, this Sunday and Saturday, they're having at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson on Frontier Trail a holiday crafts fair. On Saturday, December the 5th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Sunday, same time, snack bar on Saturday. Sunday, community breakfast from 8 to 11 a.m. Handmade gifts and goodies. So you should try and get out there. So good morning, everybody. Hope everything's going well. Today, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, been in the business 70 years and is rated in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for the third year in a row. And in the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation, you can't get any better than Shasta Regional Medical Center. I mean, you just can't. They treat people well. Okay, what else is going on today? We've got, you know what? We have some tickets to give away, and we'll give them away later. But it's for the Temptations. Temptations are in town. And what can I say except they are, you know, for people that remember the Temptations, and they've been entertaining, gosh, you know what, for 50 years. Jared, are you into music like that?
I am, actually. I would love to go see the Temptations.
Well, you know what, we've got some tickets here to give away. But the thing is, they're going to be here on the tickets. Our premium tickets are $60. Main floor are $50, risers $50, center balcony $45, and side balcony $40. They're available at the Reading Civic Box office. They've been in business for over 50 years, the Temptations. I remember them from, you know, college and listening to these. They're, if anything, they're getting stronger. And it's going to be this Sunday, December 6th. The doors open at 6 p.m. and the show's at 7 p.m. But we'll be giving some tickets away later on in the show today. Something happened. You know, we talk about crime in this town and how, you know, it's just going to take a certain amount of things to happen to really get people fired up. Well, how about this one? A 67-year-old lady was at a bus stop And a 19-year-old thug runs up to snatch her purse. She's fighting him off, trying to fight him off. And he rips the purse away from her because the straps broke on her purse. And then he ran off. Well, somebody pointed to the Capri Motel, and they checked out the film there, and they saw the guy, and they went to his room, and he was arrested for theft and elder abuse. She was quite upset, as you can probably imagine. So here's this 19-year-old thug that says, and he picked her because she was an easy target. You know, how many times when you see something like that, you know, when you look at that easy target, that you just kind of wish, just, I mean, you know, even if it's for a second, that the, you know, the woman is Muay Thai trained, and she's 67, she looks like this because she is just, you know, you can't see that she's got, you know, a six-pack and arms that are like, you know, 12-inch anacondas on her because she's little. And when the guy reaches to take the purse, she turns around and she snaps his arm, just snaps it, just takes him down into a hold. Brings his arm up behind him, puts her hand on his elbow, and just pushes, and it snaps. I mean, don't you just for a second want that to happen, Jared?
Absolutely.
I mean, isn't it?
You'd like there to be like a secret Ronda Rousey somewhere over there.
Somewhere in there that when that guy reaches for that purse, she just takes him down and breaks his arm. And, oh, gosh, you know, breaking his arm. Well, you know what? And then, you know, that's not really what I was kind of really hoping, that she'd break both arms. But she takes him out and just breaks his arm. And then there's this 19-year-old thug who takes on this 67-year-old lady because he's big and strong and she's a easy target. And then she does this to him. I mean, is that something that, I mean, in the back of your mind, everybody, isn't that something you'd really like to have happen? Is for the woman, or it even better maybe, that it's a sting. And when a guy runs over to grab it, and it turns out it's a very youthful looking policeman dressed up like this, who then, you know, beats him to submission or something. I don't know. I just hate seeing things like this because it's, you know, people can't even go and get on the bus without, you know, worried about getting attacked. Now, your mom, would you want your mom to be standing out on the street out, you know, in Reading, after you read something like this? Doesn't this bring some kind of trepidation to you? I mean, to people when they think about it, when they think, oh, gosh, you know, I mean, I ride the buses, or even if they're just, you know, standing, walking to their car. Is this something that you start worrying about, Jared?
Yeah, I guess sometimes.
Well, you don't, because you're a big guy, and you look like, I mean, you're bearded, and you look like Grizzly Adams.
If it's my mom, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, but your mom thinks. Yeah.
A little worried.
Yeah, you get a little worried. So you have to ask yourself, you know, is this something we need to worry about here in town? I think it is. Okay, latest release of Hillary's emails. 6.5% were classified. Yep, sorry about that, of these that they got. But here's the big thing. They released the ones after she appeared in the at the congressional hearing and she made the famous statement, "What difference does it make now?" Well, of course, it makes a difference. But back then, all the emails were gloating about how well she handled that guy. Oh, gosh, that was a great response. You hit it out of the park. These are the emails that were being sent to this woman by her staff. You hit it out of the park when you said, "What difference does it make now that the ambassador to Benghazi, was killed by Islamic terrorist?" And, you know, and I'm reading the book 13 Hours right now. And you can see just how screwed up it was. And, you know, how the, you know, it was just a turmoil. Now, whether they didn't send, I'm still going through it. Because, again, this is from the scene and at that level. You know, from what happened at that level when the protective services went after, left the CIA annex and went after trying to rescue him. At this point, he was already dead. But they didn't know that. And which leads to another point here is when I put something on Facebook about, hey, you know, this guy is there. You need to listen to him, Ken Peranto, that was coming in here. And somebody wrote that, you know, what you should be saying is, oh, he's just a mercenary trying to make money. And I answered back to this. Well, if being hired by the United States government to protect U.S. citizens in the government when you're in other countries or just to protect U.S. citizens makes you a mercenary, then the Secret Service, the FBI, U.S. Marshal Service, all these guys or mercenaries, because they too are hired by the U.S. government to protect U.S. citizens, which some people seem to think is that these guys, the contractors, were like working for, I don't know, Qatar or something like that, Qatar, you know, were they working for another country or something? No, they're working for the United States to keep Americans safe. It's a stupid comment by the guy. Anyway, but all these things are, you know, these things are coming out on the Hillary's emails. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning. Got a lot of stuff happening today. It's Giving Tuesday. This is the day that everybody goes out and you give to people. Here's what I would like you to do for Giving Tuesday, is to come in here to our studios at 1326 Mark Street and bring in canned foods, canned goods, and a new unwrapped toy. And bring them in here and put them in the boxes that are here to help people for this holiday season. That's what I'd like to do for us here at KCNR, is to do that. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. 31 degrees out there today on the 1st of December. It is 7:16 in the morning.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Bott. Good morning. 7:20 in the morning. 31 degrees out there. Going up to all of 59 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-known business that fixes chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Okay, why is this important that you know about the chips? Because what if you get a little moisture in that chip in your windshield and then it freezes at night because it's going down to 30 degrees. It's 31 degrees right now. It puts a spider web of cracks. Can put a spider web of cracks in your windshield. Then what are you going to do? Well, it's too late then. So you got to call Jeff Wurst right now at 241-8373. Stop by his shop at 3208 Market Street, and he will fix all of those for you at very reasonable prices. Guarantees his work. The only one in town that does that. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner, who is the development director of Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And you're here because of Giving Tuesday. You know what? Giving Tuesday. Let's talk about that. What is that?
Well, it's a national movement after many days of consumption. It's a day to give back. It's the first Tuesday in December. And we're asking people to give where you live and donate to Haven Humane today.
There you go.
It's only 6 hours or 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. Now, how do we donate to Haven Humane?
You can go to havenhumane.org, and there is a link that takes us to our portal with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. They've set up the website where we can give to each of the nonprofits in the area.
Okay, and then what do you do? Then you just click on it.
Yeah. Click on the amount that you'd like to give,
okay,
and then you pay with your credit card.
Okay, and then you get it all. Then anything. This is not nobody's taking like a little cut off this, are they?
No.
Okay, it just comes straight to you.
Correct.
All right, the full amount.
Well, minus the processing fees, which of course
is a credit card.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Minus that. So how long has this been around? Giving Tuesday, is this every year?
It's every year. It's only been for a few years. It's a new thing nationwide, and I believe
this is the first year I think I really have heard about it, because everybody's into it now.
Right. Yeah, Shasta Regional Community Foundation brought the nonprofits together this year to really help everyone in the community out.
Is that nonprofits because you're set up, incorporated that way, or just because you've had a bad year? Okay, that's because, okay, so I mean, we couldn't get into that, right? Okay,
no, there's actually 64 nonprofits that are participating in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I have seen a lot of emails flying back and forth. Okay, so and where's the money go to? I mean, you know, you're on once a month with me, Mark, and we do a great catch up on everything that's going on. But just kind of remind everybody where this money goes to.
Yeah, so the money that comes for this goes to help the animals that don't have a voice and help us take care of them. So a lot of the money will go towards helping them with medical issues that otherwise wouldn't be treated. It also goes to help with us finding forever homes for them, whether it's a rescue that's going to take them or whether it's a family that's going to come in and adopt them. It allows us to pay for the boarding and the taking care of them until we can find that. And sometimes it can take quite a while to do that with the animals. So
so you want to keep those animals as long as you can.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I just saw Spencer brought in this Siamese cat that was just kitten. That was just absolutely beautiful.
Simon.
Is Simon gone?
Oh, yeah. He was adopted the next day.
Because I just saw somebody on Facebook had a picture of this. Look at my new Siamese cat. Or look at my new kitty. And it looked just like Simon.
Yeah, could have been. He was adopted the next day.
Yeah, it looked just like him. So, anyway. But, see, these are the kind of things that Haven Humane does. Plus the fact going out during fires, rescuing animals. I mean, literally into the fires and into the fire zones, getting the horses, putting them into trailers, the whole shooting match.
Yeah, and that all comes out of Haven's general fund as well. So we don't get paid to go do all that stuff. So
No, I know.
We have to pay for all of that whenever we do the fires and evacuations and all that stuff, and it's pretty costly.
Well, your guys rescued one of the guys that did a show here several years ago when the big fires were up in Shingletown, rescued his cat. And they thought they had lost the cat, and Captain Smith had it.
Yep.
Captain Smith's a hero.
She is
a hero.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it goes to, so what else, what other things do you do with the money?
It goes towards, like I said, mainly it's the medical and us taking care of the animals. I mean, and that's huge, because that's everything. That's food, that's housing, that's cleaning, that's, socializing them, that's everything. And it takes a lot to do all of that.
Well, how much is your budget there at Haven Humane?
We're operating on about a $2.8 million budget a year right now.
Okay.
We have 42 paid staff that work for us right now. We have a full-service clinic, so that's quite a bit of it.
That's
as
pretty
well.
Expensive right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and we bring in about 6,000 animals a year. So
6,000 animals a year. Now, how many spays and neuters do you do?
We average over 5,000. I think this year we're on track for about 5,200 spays and neuters this year, yeah. So a lot.
That's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, and so we've averaged over 5,000 for the last few years now. Yeah, so we've
so you're bringing
really
in 6,000 animals a year.
And that's just spays and neuters.
Yeah.
I mean, we do other surgeries as well, but that's just spay and neuter surgeries. And then we're also a full-service clinic for low income from in the afternoon. So we also see a lot of other patients. So that's just spaying and neutering basically from about 8:30 in the morning till 1 o'clock.
And as we talked about before, I've seen this when they're doing it. And it is, you know, people will think, oh, they, you know, it must be harsh. It's not harsh.
No,
the way
not
the people
at all.
The way the your people take care of these animals. I mean, they're covered up. They're they're put on these nice pillows. They're covered up, and they've got people that are waiting for them as they wake up, so they're not scared. I mean, this is and it has to be done. Like these are for a lot of times there's rescues. The day I walked in there, y'all had just rescued like 22 small dogs
yeah.
of some kind. I can't remember now
what
they were.
Yeah, I can't remember what they were either, but I remember
it was like,
the
it
dogs.
Wasn't
yeah.
Chihuahuas. It was something else. But it was like 22 of them that you rescued from a house that were, and none of them had been spayed or neutered. It would, you know, so, but you were, you know, taking care of that and then adopted them all out after that.
Yeah.
So, okay, Haven Humane. So tell us one more time. How do you do this, Diane?
Well, you go to havenhumane.org. There's a link there to our platform. And you can choose from a basket, and there, I think the giving starts at $10. And the reason it's so important to donate today is because, and within the 12 hours, is that the Shasta Regional Foundation has a fund from the Nodell Family Endowment Fund of $75,000. So the percent that we bring in, we get a percent of that $75,000. And also, there's five challenges. So, and each challenge is worth $1,500.
So what's the challenge?
Well, there's the first donation, which I know this morning was difficult because there was a lot of traffic.
It looked like the website was getting overwhelmed there.
Yeah, so they're aware of it, and they were talking about it earlier this morning on another show. And so just bear with it. You can donate all day long, but right now the website is difficult to get on, so I would wait for a little bit to try and get on it. But some people have been able to get through, and they're working on it on the Shasta Regional side. So I'm sure we'll get the bugs worked out in the next hour or so.
Yeah. Okay, and then another challenge
There's last donation.
Uh-huh.
There's most dollars raised. Most individual donors, and then there's a random draw.
Okay. So you can pick up some more money then at the end of this.
Absolutely.
So and all this, my friends, goes to Haven Humane to the care of the animals. This isn't for bonuses or anything like this for employees. This
goes
strictly to the for the care and feeding and cleaning of kennels and medical care, all of this for the animals that are out there.
Correct.
So, you know, thanks a lot for what you guys do.
No, thanks for having us. Thanks for supporting
us. Well,
me.
You know what? It's there's things that, you know, that make a community, you know, make a community a community. And we can talk about all the different things. But when you have a center like yours that takes care of those animals that are out there. I mean, it, a lot of us, like I think about the 19-year-old thug that just took down the, you know, stole a purse from the lady. You know, it's one of those that you kind of wish the lady had a, you know, a guard dog. That is when the guy came, of course, then the guy wouldn't have come up to her. You know, if she had had a dog, probably. Anyway, but you know, in a community, when you have a place like yours that takes care of these animals, that for one reason or another, there's so many of them out there. I mean, when you rescue 6,000 animals a year, and you're probably just barely touching the surface on a lot of times. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of animals out there. You know, you would think that with us spaying and neutering over 5,000 a year for the last few years that it would start going down. And it is going down. It's going down a little bit. But, you know, and you and I have talked about this before. It's not a two-year plan or a five-year plan. This is a 20- to 40-year plan. I mean, it's going to take a long time for us to get the animal population down. And it's challenging. Every day is a challenge.
Well, yeah, but this is a way to help out. So,
Absolutely. Again,
go to the
havenhumane.org. Give where you live, please.
And then you click on it to the Give Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and or Tuesday Give.
Giving Tuesday. It's actually pretty easy. You just push it, and then there's a thing to add to the giving, and it's giving you an error when you hit the.
If you hit it wrong.
It's giving you an error right now when you go to check out. So we're hoping that's just that'll be fixed
just
soon.
Just a glitch.
It will be.
Just a glitch. It'll be fixed later. Okay. Mark Story, Diane Herter from Haven Humane, and thanks so much for what you do. And everybody, reach in there and go to havenhumane.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs. Starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Blue White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, gotta go make it happen. The world in
well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding, California. Tell you what a great place to go to. Not only do they donate to a lot of great causes here in our community, they have a great selection of pistols, long guns, shotguns, ammo, everything they have, any type of shooting accessory you could possibly want, all at Bastiani Arms, and classes. That's right, classes on concealed carry, on hunter safety, all of these things right there, and gunsmithing, all in one spot. Locally owned, locally operated by some husband and wife, John Bastiani and his beautiful wife, and their two great-looking kids. You know, I got the whole family here in here. Anyway, give them a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms, discounts for veterans. He supports the causes here in our town. Bastiani Arms. All right. I'm here with Dana Rocklitz. Dana, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? In case you don't know who Dana is, and probably you're thinking, who's this guy? Dana has a... Yeah, we need to get you up a little bit closer. There you go. Just talk into that.
There we go.
Yep.
Is that better?
That's much better there.
There we go.
I was looking down trying to do something else. Jared, you got to do your job there, buddy. Just get in there, put him right in. Okay, you got it. Dana has a very good truck repair company. And this, we're not talking little trucks here. We're talking big trucks. That's how I met you. And tell us a little bit about Dina and family.
Well, we lived here in Shasta County since 84, excuse me. The family's been in the North State forever, since in the 50s, but I came back to the North State in 84. And I've been a diesel mechanic all my life, basically. And we started our business, our own private truck repair business, 19 years ago.
19 years ago. Okay. Now, you've got, it's not just you, though. You've got your whole family into this, right?
Yes, that's right, Carl. We have 9 children, and 5 of our children right now are currently working at our shop.
I've seen them there, too. The hard workers you got around there.
Yes, there are.
I mean, do you ever, at night, do you ever say, okay, you know, you could have worked a little bit harder over there today. I'm sorry, but you're not getting fed as much as everybody else because everybody else worked harder.
That's right.
No.
No, they're all hard workers. I really appreciate the kids.
Okay, now that's not, you know, even though that, you know, and most people don't have a big rig as some of us do, but you have, but you've got, you came on to talk about something else. I was over there at your place because you're doing some work on a trailer we had, and very good work, by the way. And the and you said, you know what, and we were just talking about, you know, a lot of different things, drought and all that, and you had something, you said, well, you know what, I found a product. And I usually don't, and I'm not boosting products or anything like that, but you found something that, with this drought going on, that could save people a lot of money and water. And what is it?
It's called a dry washing guard, and it's a product that washes and cleans and polishes and protects your paint without water. And we ran into that we downsized from a 15-passenger van to a eight. You know, it's a downsize to an 8-passenger.
Yeah, and this is what started it. You were talking about all the kids.
Right.
And you were talking about, and I was just picturing the 15-passenger van as you're driving around town with everybody.
Exactly.
And, but, you know, some of the kids have moved off, I guess.
Right, right.
gone on to other things. And so you downsized to an 8-passenger van.
Right, well, excursion.
Excursion, okay. An excursion, 8-passenger. So, okay, you're down to that. So, but that's what brought it up.
Right. When we were looking at the vehicle and we noticed that the paint was immaculate, it was showroom quality, and it's a 2000. And so I asked the previous owner, what did he, you know, how did he do that? And he said, well, I've never taken it to a car wash. I've always used this product. And at first I was like, yeah, right. I can't believe that. But then he showed me and, you know.
So what's it called?
It's called Dry Washing Guard.
Dry washing guard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this isn't something that just came out. This has been around for a long time.
Over 20 years.
You know, I've never even, you know what, isn't it strange? I've never, you know what, if I've seen it, you know, it's, I don't remember it at all. I don't remember anything like this. So the fact is that, so when you saw that, though, that told you that, you know, this is kind of cool because, you know, right now my grass is dying in my front yard.
Exactly.
And everybody else in my areas, their grass is dead, you know, that's because we can't water. And yet his car looks good, and while mine, I didn't wash my car for 2 months.
Right.
During the summer. I mean, you take care of everything on an engine and all that, but I didn't wash it because everybody was talking about this big, you know, I cut back in the watering of my yard, did everything like that, watched things die off. But you've got a great-looking car.
Right. Oh, yeah. It has the paint is deep, the color is deep, and it's polished, and it's showroom quality, and it's 15 years old, and he's never really been to, have a bucket and sponge wash on it. He's always used this product.
So what do you do? You just spray it on? Is it like a spray bottle or what?
You spray it on, it mists on, and you the dirt is encapsulated in the terry cloth rag that you use, and it emulsifies the dirt so it doesn't scratch the paint. And then the dirt is caught in the terry cloth, and then you let it. That's the washing process. And then it dries to a light haze, and then you take a microfiber towel and you buff it off, and it's polished. So you have a wash, dry, and polish in just a matter of minutes, and the paint looks excellent. It doesn't scratch.
What do you think about that, Jerry?
Sounds pretty cool to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know, because you can just do it, I think I saw some place where it takes 30 gallons of water.
That's right.
To wash your car. Is that in your yard? Or
that's average bucket and sponge type.
And that's with the water turned off, too.
With the water turned off, with a hose nozzle, with a spray nozzle, it's turned off, and you're just limiting the water usage just when you rinse. And then you can take care of this, your polish job and your wash job in between washes. They have a quick mist you spray on, and then you just wipe it off, and it catches the dust, any dust that's there.
Okay, now is this safe to use? I mean, when it emulsifies the dirt, when I hear emulsify, I think of, you know, like a staph disease or something like that. So when you spray it on it, so it lifts the dirt up and it just takes it off. So it doesn't hurt you, it doesn't hurt the environment, nothing. Like
right,
that.
It's biodegradable, and the only, you can reuse the rags and the dirt. You can put the rags in the
washing machine,
you wash it, and it's just like washing a pair of Levi's, dirty Levi's.
Okay. You know what? This is, you know, I would say that this sounds pretty too good to be true, but I've seen it. So it kind of like, and so, okay, now where do you get it? I mean, you've got it now.
Yeah,
right?
we have
it. Once you saw it, okay, now here's the thing is, once you saw it, you said, you know what? I want to have distributor rights on this or something like that. I'm not sure how this worked because I wanted you to come on and talk about your business, but then we were talking about this, and I thought this is something that we need to share.
Sure.
So how did you get into that then?
Well, a little bit about it. We bought the Excursion, brought it home, and then for the first 3 or 4 weeks, I didn't wash it. And I'm a clean freak, and it was driving my wife nuts because, you know, it was starting to get dirty. And she said, "Let's just wash it." I said, "No, I can't. He's never washed this before." And so I,
you know, it could have shrank if you put it in water. You know, with water and soap, it could have shrank. I mean, then you'd have like a 5-passenger Excursion. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I will break in like this. Yeah, sure. Dana's like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway, go on.
So I contacted the company, and they said, and I told them a story about finding the vehicle that was in pristine condition, 15 years old. Says you wouldn't believe how many people contact the company over that. They buy a used car, and it's immaculate, and it's never been washed conventionally, and that's what happens.
And that's what happened. So what happened after that?
Well, I purchased the product, and, you know, and then I just kind of tested the waters, even tested it on my 2008 Toyota, and which, like you, Carl, usually I try to wash my personal vehicles every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And this last summer, I didn't. I washed, I think, twice all summer.
Yeah.
And so with the water conservation type thing going
on. Yeah, so it worked. Then what happened?
Well, then I thought, well, you know, I have a lot of customers that like to keep their trucks really clean and show type condition. And so we put in a bunch of product so that could happen. And we...
Yeah, there's something about truck drivers. They, you know, they take real pride in the rigs.
They sure do.
It takes them 3 hours to clean that and the trailer and all this. And,
sure.
But with this, they don't have to use the water.
That's right.
They can just keep it clean like that.
If you can use it on the windshield and the mirrors. The mirrors and the windshield on this vehicle, this Excursion, there's no water spots, no etching. It's just pristine. It's just amazing.
Somebody wants to know if there's a YouTube. Is there any YouTube demonstration of this?
Yeah, there is.
Okay. And what's it come under again?
Just dry wash and guard. You can go
dry
on.
Wash and guard. So yes. People that are listening said, I'm going to see this. So
DWG dry wash and guard.
Okay. All right. So it worked. And so I know, and you are an entrepreneur beyond everything else. But so then what? After you saw it was working and all that?
Well, I've had a chance. We repaired a couple of wrecks in the last few months. And the insurance company didn't want to do a total paint job. They only wanted to do a panel paint job. And the trucks, one's a 2005, one was 2006.
Uh-huh.
And you put the new panels on, and they're supposed to be color chip matched, and the paint didn't match. And
That's hard to get those.
So they got dry washing guard also has another product that's a light compound for buffing, and we used that product plus the dry washing guard, and the panels came out to near perfect matching between the old panels and the new panels, and it was just amazing.
So people want to if people wanted to get this stuff, they can get it from you.
Sure.
Okay. So do they have to come down to your business, or how does it work?
Yeah, you can pick it up at our business in Anderson on Deschutes Road, or we can, you know, call and, you know, wherever they're at. If they're not in the area where they can drive close, we can, you know, ship it to them.
Okay. So, and you've got the distributorship of this.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How about, you've got a question here then, right? Okay. Howard, good morning. Howard, good morning. You're live.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I can vouch for this product. I myself have been using it on automobiles for over 20 years. I used to, when I was younger, detail all the time, and that's what I used, and people would come back to me many, many times over the course of their vehicle asking me to put it on for them. It's wonderful stuff. I've got it on my trucks right now. I can wash my pickup with this stuff in about 10 minutes when I want to, because each time you put it on, it gets easier and easier, and very good stuff. And you use no water, and if you do need to use water, I also have a spray bottle of a little water, and I miss that sometimes to take off some stuff and then put it on.
Well,
I also use it on a set of commercial windows on a building in town that there happens to be a CPA firm that I've done business with for over 20 years, and they have me put it on their windows twice a year. And we kind of trade, we barter. I do their windows, they do my taxes.
So it works great like that, too, because there's another question. How does it work on how the windows inside and out? So it works real good on that, then.
Oh, yeah, and there's more applications than just cars, because over the years, I've done people's... Here's another thing I've done. I used to paint houses, and before I got to the point where I sprayed with my airless exteriorly, I would go around and put it on all the glass. And I never put paper on the glass.
Really?
I just put it on and smear it on, and it would look kind of like a foggy material, you know? And then I'd spray the house, and then I'd come back and wipe everything down, and wherever it might have got a little paint, I would spray it and would take all the paint off. And when I'm done, I got a freshly painted house with very clean windows, and that was really amazing.
Wow.
Saved a lot of time in painting a house.
Yeah. Okay, Howard. Hey, thanks a lot, bud.
Yeah, a lot of things you can do with it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, all right.
Okay, bye. Hey, Dana. This guy calling in.
Yeah.
So this is good. Okay, so you have the distributorship of this around here. Okay, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call at our number there is 378-2701.
Okay.
And we're located on 5197 Deschutes Road, just across the freeway from the factory outlet.
There you go. And now, do you have a website or anything like this?
We have a website, but I don't know that it hasn't been updated much for this lately.
All right. So, this sounds like something I'm going to try, and we'll try. And so everybody is asking questions about it. And obviously, Howard, whoever Howard is, thanks, Howard, for listening, for one thing, and calling in about it. I mean, obviously, it works for him. So, Dana, good job here.
Great. Well, thanks for having me on.
Last thoughts on it or anything else about this stuff? I mean, it's biodegradable. It's how much does it cost?
Well, it depends on how large your car is, but a 16-ounce bottle should do a small compact car four times.
Oh, okay.
At least, and that's in the $20 range for the bottle, so $25, I think, for the bottle.
So, okay, so your car is clean, and then does it kind of like put a protective coat on it?
It does. It has 47 different ingredients,
uh-huh.
And, you know, polishes. Sometimes when you use a polish, it polishes the car, but it doesn't get any of the water spots or anything like that. And this takes light water spots out. And, you know, if you use a cleaning compound, that doesn't really protect. And this does all that.
Okay.
And so, and you have to kind of use your rule of thumb is if you have mud and cinders and ice, and you can't just wash it over that. It's a light dirt. And that'd be the worst you have to do is you'd have to hose off
a little bit of that.
The heavy mud and stuff before you do that.
We're here with Dana Rocklitz, and he's talking about, besides the fact that he's got a great truck repair place for the big rigs, is the stuff we were talking about. And, I don't mean this to be an infomercial, and that's not what it's about. It was just the fact of here's a local business in town, and this is one of the other businesses you have on something like this. Now,
sure.
One more time, how do they get a hold of you?
That's we're in Anderson, across the freeway from the factory outlets on Deschutes Road.
Or they can call you, and you can even deliver it to them.
That's right.
And your number one more time?
378-2701.
And the name of your business?
Dana Rocklitz Repair.
There you go. Okay. Dana, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Take your passion.
Hi,
Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. It is about 8 minutes until 8 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. It's 31 degrees out there. Ooh, going up to 59 today. Is 59, you go, oh, gosh, you know. It seems like it should be going 59 or 60. I mean, the sun's shining, it seems better than that. Low tonight at 41. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso gels, lattes, pumpkin spice, all those great holiday tastes. I don't know. Do you like candy cane coffee there, Jared?
I do not.
Okay, I don't either. But some people do. They really like that. And so if you're looking for presents, you know, and you go to parties and all this, you know, a little something for the, you know, host, you know, hostess gift, you can buy these pounds of coffee, different types of coffee, and everybody likes to get a pound of coffee, some kind of exotic something from Sumatra or something, Sumatra ground, and also wine. Brews there, of course. And vendors get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Walk in humidor with great cigars in there, of course, and every type of tobacco accessory you could possibly want. All is at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew. Okay. A lot of things are going on. The CDC, you know, keeps track of records of all types of things. And so this goes into this, you know, we go into this, what happened, this horrible attack on the Planned Parenthood clinic there. And, you know, the question is the guy a, you know, is, you know, he's certifiable, You know, what was said. You know, of course, you're seeing people use this, you know, I hate to even say it, but, you know, the Planned Parenthood leadership saying, oh, well, that's what you get for saying bad things about Planned Parenthood. You know, you're causing this hateful rhetoric, and that causes people to do this. No, you know what? Somewhere in there, you know, there may be a little glimpse of there, you know, that maybe this pushes a person that's mentally disturbed into something, or you don't know that. But the point is that the reason all this came about was some of the disgraceful practices of Planned Parenthood. You know, I'm not saying, I'm just saying is that the way that they were, you know, that they portrayed themselves in these videos, and you say, oh, these videos were cut. You know what? They may have cut and pasted these, but the people were saying these words, and they were acting like this while they were talking about it. I mean, I don't think there's any type of argument about that. Now, should that, you know, but there should not be any type of attacks on a clinic and killing people. I mean, pro-life, it means that. It doesn't mean pro-life in the womb. It means pro-life all the time. I mean, you don't go out and say, oh, no, you can't kill babies, but I can then kill you because you give abortions. No, I don't think it works that way. It doesn't work that way. Pro-life's pro-life. You know, you're not going to kill people. You know, and you may not, you know, you have these very strong feelings about abortion and all this. Yes, I mean, absolutely. But pro-life is pro-life. Now, does that mean pro-choice is, you know, for death? I don't think so. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can go out and shoot people. Is that what pro-choice means? See, I mean, you know, so it's not a, you know, if one means this, the other means this. Jared's just looking at him, his eyes roll back in his head because he says, I have no idea where this guy is going. Anyway, for the CDC, though, 55.4 abortions in the country were performed on black and Hispanic ladies. 76.4% in New York were black or Hispanic abortions. And you think about that. That's a tremendously high number on the abortions that are performed like this, and these are coming out of the CDC. And they didn't give numbers, total numbers of how many abortions are performed every year. I don't even look that up. Okay, I usually don't. I mean, you know, usually when you get into things like this, you see where Ted Cruz and all these things are happening. Ted Cruz is making a run at Trump. Trump says he wants to charge $5 million to CNN to be on the debate because he says nobody watches CNN. They're going to make this much on sponsorships. So I want to take this $5 million and spend it on veterans' causes. You know what? I don't care what you think about Trump. This guy just lets it loose all the time, but I'm still having problems thinking of him as president. I can't think of, you know, who's president? The Donald. The Donald is our president. I'm just having a little problem with that. Somebody says, well, you know what? If he just ran out like a business, well, you know, it's a lot to be said. You know, that's true. I mean, but what about hostile takeover attempts from ISIS and what's going on in Europe, Middle East? I mean, how's the Donald going to handle things like that? He might be, you know, and the other thing, too, is, I mean, is if you run government like business, I'm not exactly sure how you should. You should do it, and you should take a look at it, you know, because you're using other people's money. And you're saying, okay, what is the best bang for the buck for, you know, our country? You know, do we consolidate, do we need to consolidate agencies, maybe do away with a couple agencies, saying what good have they done? Look how they've expanded. Maybe we need to consolidate all those. I haven't heard one presidential candidate say this. I'm going to reduce the size of the government by 10%. I mean, just think about that, just by 10%. And I'll do this as people retire or they quit or they go, as they leave the workforce, we're going to consolidate and work smarter. Have you heard any one of them say that, Jared? Everybody talks about smaller government, but how are they going to do it? Oh, I'll do this and do this. Why don't you just say, I'm going to shrink the government by 10%.
No,
at the end of 4 years, it'll be 10% smaller, which means 10% less money, which means these things. And then if you shrink it 10%, then you can do these other things. Paul Ryan looked at all of these places. He said he's going to cut money, and it's trillions out of the budget for things like taking millions out of, like, we're giving millions of dollars to Saudi Arabia. Why are we doing that? He says, you know, you look at this list of like 100 things down there that we're giving money to that you could just cut out and save $1 trillion over 10 years. Somebody needs to take a look at that. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages with the latest updates on the EDC and that great jump start for businesses they had the other day, and talk about that. It's 8 o'clock here on December the 1st, 2015. 31 degrees out there, going up to a high of 59. We'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. President Obama is expressing optimism that Russia will finally see the need for Syrian President Assad to leave power and end his country's long civil war.
After discussing the Syria crisis with world leaders in Paris, the president said it's possible that Russia would make a shift in its calculations and back away from supporting Assad. But he warned the turnaround would not come overnight.
I don't expect that you're going to see a 180 turn on their strategy over the next several weeks.
The president also urged Turkey and Russia to set aside recent tensions that have undermined his efforts to strengthen the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Obama says he's confident the world will forge a major climate change agreement in the coming weeks. The president says he wants to see a deal that enables developing nations to use new technology to skip what he calls the dirty phase of development. He says a climate deal is critical to the global economy and to U.S. national security. Chicago's mayor is creating a task force on police accountability. Mayor Rahm Emanuel's office says it will review the Chicago Police Department's current systems for training, oversight, and accountability. The move follows a series of protests in response to the release of a video showing a white police officer last year shooting a black teenager 16 times, killing him. The officer is out on bond. The U.S. Embassy says it has received a credible report of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital. Elizabeth Trudeau is a State Department spokeswoman.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul received these reports of a specific and credible imminent threat, but it does not pertain to the U.S. Embassy, U.S. citizens, or U.S. interests.
A statement on the embassy's website urges U.S. citizens to exercise extreme caution in Kabul during the next 48 hours. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton will stop blocking two White House nominations after learning the administration has begun disciplinary hearings against Secret Service officials. The officials are responsible for releasing private records of Congressman Jason Chaffetz. Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reports.
Cotton made his announcement after hearing from the White House.
Because the Obama administration has taken partial steps to hold those who violated the law to account, I will in turn honor my word and lift two of the three holds I have on ambassadorial nominations.
He's keeping a third on hold until the Justice Department launches a criminal investigation.
Politically motivated crimes will not be tolerated.
Cotton threatened additional holds if the discipline is too weak or no criminal investigation is launched. Wally Hines, Capitol Hill.
More of Hillary Clinton's private emails from her time as Secretary of State have been publicly released. The latest batch shows Mrs. Clinton dealing with weighty matters such as the Arab Spring and the 2012 Benghazi attacks. News and analysis. U.S. factory activity fell last month as the stronger dollar and low oil prices are cutting new orders and hurting production.
According to the Institute for Supply Management, its index of factory activity fell to 48.6 in November from 50.1 the month before. A measure for new orders declined to 48.9 from 52.9, while production decreased from 52.9 to 49.2. U.S. manufacturers have been squeezed this year as a strong dollar and weak economies in China and other important foreign markets have cut into exports.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Ford Motor Company says it is adding 2,000 jobs and investing $1.3 billion at the Kentucky truck plant in Louisville and will build the new aluminum body Super Duty truck there. The plant will begin by building the 2017 models after retooling the facility and adding a number of upgrades. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's Tuesday. Did I keep calling it a sabbatical since she's never here on Tuesday? Yeah, I'll say it's Tuesday. It's 6 after 8 here in the morning on December the 1st. 23 more shopping days. And if you're really smart, you're finished by now. Or if you're going to be like most guys, you've got 23 days to go out and do your 10 minutes of shopping where you go straight into a store. You buy everything in a panic. You take it down to the Mount Shasta Mall and take it into that gift wrapping place where they use the money goes to a really good cause. And you have all your presents, wrapped while you're down at the Rusty Nail having a beer or a martini. And then you come back and you pick it all up and you go home and you've got it right there. Because men shop, and I'm going to ask the guys later, but men shop. It takes us like 20 minutes. At the most. I mean, we go into one spot and we get it all for everybody. I'm here today with, good morning. Good morning. Okay, the weather. Let's start with the weather today. 31 degrees out there, going up to 59 today. Looks like on Tuesday it's going to be a slight chance of rain tonight, 30% chance of rain. On Wednesday, a 30% chance of rain with even higher in the evening. Thursday, they're saying rain. Light and variable winds becoming south to 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. Thursday night showers. It looks like we're going to have showers and chances of showers for the rest of the week starting tonight, which is kind of cool. Since we need to fill up all of our reservoirs out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better known business where they give senior and veterans discounts there. Give them a call at 365-3793 over there at Shasta Gas Propane. So a couple of weeks ago, Hope Seth was here, and Hope is the Director of Entrepreneurial Development over at the EDC, Economic Development Corporation. Okay. And we were talking about everything that was going on with the Shasta Venture Hub, and she brought with her Joshua Johnson. Good morning, Joshua.
Morning.
And Luke Viner. Did I pronounce that right?
Miner.
Miner. Okay. I did. I didn't hear it right because my ears are going out here. Luke Miner also. And you were talking about all the Shasta Venture Hub, but also this entrepreneurial weekend that you were going to have.
Yep.
And it sounded like it was going to be great. So you've come in today to kind of give us an update on what's going on with that, but also brought in the winner.
Yes, we did.
And they're going to be talking about what they pitched. So good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us back.
Well, did you have a great time?
We did. We did. It was a great success. We had you'll meet one of the youngest entrepreneurs that we had at 9 years old, which was really awesome. But we had 90 attendees. We had 27 ideas pitched, and we had 9 teams formed, over 23 mentors. So it was a really fun weekend.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And because it was going to start Friday, and it was going to start with kind of breaking into kind of talk about the ideas and getting into teams. So, Joshua, how'd that work?
Yeah. So, 27 people pitched their ideas on Friday night, and then everybody crowdsourced their votes. And basically what that means is after you pitch, you would stand by a wall with a piece of paper with the name of your idea on it, and you would network, and people would begin to corral around their favorite ideas. They would put sticker dots on their favorite ones, and then basically teams were formed, and we were able to form 9 teams out of those 27 ideas. And then those teams would stay together throughout the weekend.
Okay, did people come just to see how it was going to work? Because they didn't really have an idea, but it probably gave them an idea how to make things work.
Absolutely. So just for those who weren't listening when we explained what we were doing, think of it like the Sundial Film Festival for entrepreneurs. So you have an idea, you have something creative that you've been working on, and you just want to kind of do it and get it out there for people. That's really what this weekend was. It was something for people who just have had an idea to come. Those who didn't have an idea came because they wanted to either be a part of a team or just watch and see what it was about.
Well, you know, sometimes that's the hardest part, isn't it? You've got an idea, but what do I do with it? I mean, how do I get it out there? How do I find funding? How do I, this is the greatest idea in the world, And why, like cereal, why don't we put cereal in Ziploc bags with just a name on it? I mean, why do we put in boxes? Okay, just a thought. So you've got this great idea, but you don't know what to do with it. So this, y'all gave people an opportunity to say, I've been thinking about this, I've been working on it, but what do I do now? That's great.
Yep.
And Luke, you're sitting over there, and now, Luke, are you periscoping right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, let's go through it for people that weren't here last time about what's periscoping.
Periscope enables me to instantly broadcast this radio broadcast, but on video. So anyone in the world can jump on, following me on Periscope or not, and they can actually see you talking on the radio. It's awesome.
That's right. Well,
which you're a handsome guy, and a lot of people don't know that.
I have a great face for radio. Okay, now make sure you don't get Jared into this, because Jared may be wanted in 2 or 3 different countries. We're not sure right now. So we're going to be talking to the ones that won. We're going to talk to one that won, but what were some of the ideas that were pitched?
Yeah, one of the
ideas. And did you hear one that just went, everybody went, oh, wow.
some of them were really well thought out. Some people kind of just had an idea they came up with, the day before, and they just pitched. One of them that won second place, that they're not here this morning, but they're called Soulmate. And their idea was, so a lot of times people have 2 different size feet, and they need 2 different size shoes, but the only thing they can do is buy 2 pair. And Soulmate was, they seek to try to find shoes that match so that you don't end up having to buy 2 pair.
Okay, this is why you should always try on both pairs of shoes in a store. And this is not because people go in there because they'll have a 9.5 and a 10 or a 9-10 foot, feet. And so what they do is they'll just, let me look at all these, and they'll just take the 9 and the 10.
But these guys are trying to solve that.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
is that,
they actually create a service where you find your soul, S-O-L-E, mate.
I know. But they're doing it legally. They're not just, people aren't just, switching them out there in a store like that. Okay, so, I mean, how long is that? Is this something they just wanted to start now?
All of these ideas had to be brand, they could not have been worked on previously. They could not have, gone out and formed, they had to form a team. And one of the great things that we kept hearing from people was that it actually force them to trust other people, their teammates, to go out and work on different parts, whether we work on marketing or work on market research, and they were able to really work as a team to do that.
Okay, now this wasn't just a local thing either, right? I mean, y'all were this was a kind of a worldwide project.
That's right. Yeah, there were, well, first of all, we had people from out of the state that flew in from other places to be a part of this. We had mentors from other parts of California. And but this was, we were competing globally with 25,000 other entrepreneurs worldwide. And there were 200 of these Startup Weekend events going on the same weekend we were doing it.
Wow. Okay. Now, I'm sitting here with Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation. She's the director of the Entrepreneurial Development. You kind of run the Shasta Venture Hub, too, right? And then Joshua Johnson, who has got Mindbox Studios, an entrepreneur in residence, as is Luke Miner, who is an entrepreneur in residence out there at Shasta Venture Hub. Before we take a break, real quick, We're losing the our Kiwi.
I know. He has been great for the organization. We've been really lucky to have him.
Yeah, Mark LaSalle is going to be retiring next year?
Yep, next year. Sometime probably over the summer.
Over the summer. So that's he's been doing this as long as I can remember. So and he's going to retire now, right?
Well, that's what he says.
That's what he says. I don't believe it for a second.
He did get an RV, so we'll see.
That may have done it. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wind River. Linda's going to be singing Thursday night, December the 3rd. She's got Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, and it's going to be the Christmas show. So they've got guest artists. They've got singing. It'll be dancing and all types of great things happening that night on December the 3rd in the Elements Lounge. You have to make reservations, though, so you can get seats. The dinners there, Romance on the River dinners, steak and lobster for, I think it's $21.99. So filet mignon and a lobster for a great price. All of this at Elements Lounge at Wind River. Give them a call at 243-3377. That's Thursday night, December 3rd. Tell me you want to sit where you can see all the music and dancing. 243-3377. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:16 in the morning, 32 degrees out there.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs, starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Lou White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:19 in the morning here on the 1st of December. 32 degrees out there, going up to 59 today. 32 degrees out there. At least the sun's shining, so you can fool yourself into thinking it's a lot warmer than it really is. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at Mighty Fine Foods. Locally owned and operated by father and son, Ed and Kyle DeFore. They've been doing it for they have the business for decades here, and you can get it all. A deli, butcher shop, it all. And his price on meat out there will match anything in town. Over 1,000 drinks, including over 250 different kinds of beer, ranging from a six pack to a case, or probably even a keg out there, from all over the world, all the beer. It's a one-stop shop on your way to the lake or just anywhere else. It's the world's largest convenience store or the smallest supermarket, all out there at Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Okay, we're here talking about entrepreneurship in the Shasta Venture Hub, and then the event you had out there. And Joshua, what was the event called? You had a couple weeks ago.
It's called Startup Weekend.
Startup Weekend. And you had teams. How many teams did you have?
We had nine teams.
Nine teams came in. 27. How many people?
We had 90 attendees.
Oh, 90 attendees. There.
Yeah.
Okay.
That included the mentors and some of the community, but we had about 60 people participate on the teams.
And they came from out of state? In state, everything.
Yeah, mostly local here in Reading. We had people from Chico and a couple from out of state.
All right. Now, this was part of a 200 of these going on at one time throughout the United States, well, throughout the world, I guess. And you were competing, your teams were competing against 25,000 other entrepreneurs out there?
Yeah, this weekend that we competed was also called the Global Startup Battle, which was allowing some of our top teams to get some wider reach and exposure for other prizes.
Okay, great. Now, we have with us here the youngest entrepreneur, and we're going to be talking to him, but we're here with Garrett and Gabe Viggers here. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so, I understand Garrett is... tell us just a little bit, Garrett, about you.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into your son here in a second.
So some may know me as a musician here locally in Reading. Love music, love the arts. But recently I've...
Linda loves listening to you.
Thank you.
She knows you.
Thanks.
So.
Recently I've been involved in a startup, a health tech startup, Limelight Health.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is that exactly?
It's basically helping small employers pick their options, helping brokers have a platform to help employers make good decisions and employees. So it's a tech, SaaS-based tech company. We have an office in Reading. And in San Francisco.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And so you are Gabe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Gabe, how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12. And what school do you go to?
Grand Elementary.
Grand Elementary, huh? So what was this great idea you and your dad had that you, I mean, you probably, you know, first of all, did you have to carry your dad on this?
Yes.
Just remember, you're going to be listening to this for a long time. Dad may bring this one back up every so often. Okay, what was your idea?
So our idea is we make bow ties, and we don't just do any bow tie. We do, so we take celebrities or athletes' jerseys or clothing, and we turn them into bow ties and sell them for more than what our original bow ties are. And we give $4 of every purchase to a nonprofit organization.
Okay. So you're saying, as you say, you've got a jersey up. Give me an example.
So right now we have Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh. They're going to be sending their jerseys, and they're the first, and we're going to be taking those and turning those into bow ties.
So you're going to take their jerseys, you're going to turn them into bow ties, and then you're going to give $4 of the sale price to
We'll give more than four on those because that's for the standard. So on those, we'll give a lot more than four because we're going to sell them for a lot more.
Okay. So bow ties. I have bow ties. I like bow ties. And not the kind you just clip on, the kind you tie. This is what we're talking about, right?
Yep.
The kind you tie. Okay. Now, how long does it take you to make one of these?
15 minutes.
15 minutes, huh? So for the celebrity jerseys. Are you going to try and like go to Governor Brown and ask him for a T-shirt or a sweatshirt he wears up at the on the Capitol when he's signing things?
Yeah.
Okay. So what? You know. So you can go to a lot of people. Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of her.
Could go to Carl.
Could go to give you a Maria.
Have a flannel that you can donate to the cause.
Yeah. Well, what kind of shirts do they have to be?
They can be anything really. But flannels work the best.
Flannels work the best. Okay. All right. So the and I'm looking at your dad's bow tie right now. So is this one of the ones you all made?
It's our prototype.
Your prototype.
It's from my closet too, one of my old flannels.
On the old flannels, huh? So, okay. Well, you know what? This sounds like a pretty good idea. So, what did you learn there while you were in the on your entrepreneurial weekend there?
Well, the big thing was I can't let too much of the equity of the business go.
There you go, huh?
I think you learned that on Shark Tank. I don't know if you learned that over the weekend.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
Yes.
Are you an entrepreneur?
Yes.
Do you think this is something that you might get into then? This is just your starting point is bow ties?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So not to let too much of your equity get away from you. So how much of this business do you own?
100%.
Oh, really? Dad.
He's a mentor.
This is, you know, I wish you all could see this because, you know, he is obviously thinks a lot of his dad. So his dad's your mentor, huh? So whose idea was it? Was this your idea?
The bow ties was my idea, and then my dad thought of the celebrity jersey thingy thing, and then I thought of the charity.
Okay. Well, good. You're 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you're ready to go then, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So
did you work out an arrangement to take care of your dad when he's old? Is that part of the equity arrangement?
It's all built in. It's all in the contract.
Okay, now how are you gonna? What'd you learn there? How are you gonna market all this? Okay, he just turned.
I'm kind of the marketing guy.
Dad's the marketing guy. All right, you're the idea guy, putting it together. You always need people you can get. Okay, let's get this thing marketed, right? Okay,
it'll be like a local, and also outside of the area. We set up a Just Dispose bin at Kern and Hyde, which is right here downtown, just right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone in Reading can come drop off clothes and donate, eco-friendly. So we're connecting with local businesses to get clothes. And then I'm actually leveraging what I'm doing with Limelight Health to get PR nationwide to go after more of the celebrities and athletes. And they want to be a part of this. They've gotten really good feedback. So.
Okay. I think it's a great idea. So you can go into the football jerseys.
That's right.
I mean, that's got to be big, football jerseys, you know, for this. So who in town are you trying to get people for? So you're just collecting clothing then right now, and then the stuff you can't use, you pass it on to
people? Oh, yeah, we could. I mean, we've been using everything we've been getting so far. Yeah.
Because you're looking for flannel shirts or
flannels,
just
any kind of a shirt really, could be striped, but flannels are more colorful, right? So it just has a pop. I mean, we're even making Fido bows and, you know, dogs and kitty bows, because everybody's dog wants to wear, or everybody wants their dog to wear a bow tie.
What's the name of your company?
Just Dispose.
Just Dispose.
His middle name's Justice too, so it's kind of a kind of
Justice. Oh, Justice Bows. Okay. I like it. So feedback was good from everybody. Everybody thinks that this is going to make it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is good. You know what I like about this is I got a 12-year-old over here that's an entrepreneur that is capitalism okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we still take care of people, obviously, because part of your profits go right into helping other people. That's the way to do it. Good. Garrett and Gabe Viggers. We're here at the entrepreneur startup, and the name of his company is Justice Bows. From celebrities, they may have bow ties made from the clothing of celebrities and others.
Mm-hmm.
A portion of all the proceeds go to a nonprofit. Nonprofit here in town?
No, we're looking at one in India.
Oh. There's actually a local Zed Bridge. Actually, he's from Reading. One of his daughters goes to Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a school in Calcutta, India, with 280 underprivileged kids. And we're actually they're working on some prototypes. Some of the moms there are actually going to potentially, we send a video to them to make some bow ties. So we're trying to be open to what we can do to help this school out and other schools.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. We're here with our entrepreneurial group out of Shasta Venture Hub, and we're talking about the big entrepreneurial weekend they had. And we had the youngest one, Gabe Viggers, and his dad, who is kind of his mentor and the marketing guy. But the idea for the bow ties was his, and how they're doing it, and where the money's going to go to, or at least a portion of your proceeds. All right, hey, we'll be right back. It's 8:29 here on the 1st of December, 2015. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Dr. Marie Salas of Reading Republican Women Federated.
And I'm Ted Leidy. We would like to thank you for coming out to the Chris Perano event last week.
Hey, Ted, you did a great job being our MC that night. Thank you.
You bet. Now it's time to thank our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries,
SJ Denim,
North Valley Distributing,
Foothill Distributing Budweiser,
Healthwise Chiropractic, Dr. Maria Salas, hey, that's you,
J&A Foods,
Premier Catering,
Northern Firearms Instruction, hey, that's you, Ted,
KQMS,
Taylor Motors,
Adam McElvain,
Next Generation Real Estate Services, Jenny Mistel,
Best Western, Hilltop Inn,
Mike Pallmeyer, Edward Jones,
and of course, our great supporters, KCNR Free Fire Radio.
We would also like to thank our friends and neighbors of this amazing community who attended the event, and we would like to wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:32 in the morning. 32 degrees out there, going up to 59 today. We can fool ourselves to making it look like it's warm because the sun's shining. Until but it's one of those things I probably have to warn some of the younger people. Don't put your tongue on anything really cold out there. You'll still be there until the sun comes up. The weather report, of course, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you, though, by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Step in there for the best haircut you're ever going to get. Veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors, veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. I know it's... You see it. It's written right on the window, man's last stronghold. Go in there, and you'll never see Dr. Phil on the phone, on the TV set that's in there, sports or, mixed martial arts or car racing. It's always that. But it's like the Cheers of barbershops right there, right off Athens Avenue across from the subway. I'm here with Hope Seth, who is the Director of Entrepreneurial Development for the Economic Development Corporation. Justin Johnson, who is one of the entrepreneurs in residence and the CEO of Mindbox Studios. And, of course, Luke Miner, entrepreneur in residence there at the Shasta Venture Hub. All of them here, and they're all periscoping the heck out of this whole show. and we've also here with Brian Cosby. Yes. Brian, lean into that microphone and drop it down a little bit so you can talk. And good morning.
Good morning.
So you understand that, well, I tell you what, before I get to you, let me go back over to Joshua. J- Joshua, okay, now, we had, this, you know, people, you know, come in and out all the time as they're driving and they're coming on. So on the 20th, you had a big entrepreneur weekend.
Yep. Yeah, it was called Startup Weekend, and we had about 90 attendees. We had kind of a party on Friday night and Sunday night, which were our kickoff night Friday night, where 27 people pitched their ideas, and we were able to form 9 legitimate great teams around those ideas for the weekend. And then on Sunday, we had another party where those 9 teams got to present their final ideas to the city, and we had a great time.
Well, you know, this is something that started out the Venture Hub, Shasta Venture Hub. And the whole idea behind that, and I'm going to steal that one, Hope. Okay, tell us about the Shasta Venture Hub.
Yeah, the Shasta Venture Hub is a startup incubator. Is it working? An incubator and co-working space here in Shasta County. And it's really, its purpose is to bring resources around our startups and those who are building companies. So those resources may look like mentoring. It may look like a space. It may look like getting your business plan together or getting ready for capital. So that's what the Venture Hub is.
And this is something we've talked about since we've been here, that we need something like this, and that it should be at some point. You know, we throw this idea out to universities, and then we let people compete to come to our Venture Hub.
I mean, really,
can you think about it? Let's just take the best ideas. Let's bring them in here and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's something that we definitely have, we're looking at for the future.
You know, this funny thing here. We're talking future and all this. I mean, and so I learned about periscoping the other day when I was on Dr. Maria's show. About periscoping, and then the next day, here comes Luke and Joshua, and they're both periscoping right now. So, okay, periscoping is what?
Luke,
come on, Luke, you're the man.
Periscoping, I think I'm being periscoped right now.
You are,
Carl, by Joshua
right
Johnson.
That's right.
But it's
better
a way
it real
to,
quick.
Yeah, it's a way to broadcast.
Dr. Maria
live.
Is watching, by the way.
Yes, she is.
It's a way to broadcast a live event out to anyone in the world. So right now, anyone in the world could jump on Periscope. Go to Reading, locate Reading on the map, and find Joshua periscoping this show and periscoping him talking about winning the Startup Weekend.
That's right. So, okay, so, but you can, anybody can do this with their phone now. So you can periscope. So, I mean, there are people all over the world. So, but, I mean, this could be anything then, right? Well, how do they know where to look?
Oh, yeah. You know, one example, last night my wife and I, I'm going to give this to you, Luke. My wife and I were on Periscope last night, and there was a guy talking about what it's like to be blind. He says, "I'm blind. Ask me any questions." So for 45 minutes, people were just asking questions, you know, tell me what it's like, and just thousands of questions, and he was just answering them. So it was really interesting.
But how did you find the guy?
Well, when you open Periscope up, it shows you a map of all the periscopes in a list, and you can choose which ones you want to open.
And it
watch.
Has like a little of what we're doing right now, right?
Yes.
So, okay, so they can look at it like that.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Last week I opened Periscope, and U2 was playing live in Dublin with 3 different angles within the crowd, and I was able to watch the concert.
That's probably illegal, right?
Maybe.
I mean, probably is. Probably
maybe.
Just illegal. Probably, I mean, I'm just
you
thinking about it. I mean,
stuff away for free.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can imagine that. Okay. Now, you had 27 ideas pitched, and you broke down into how many teams?
Nine teams.
So of the 27, 9 were selected because that's how many really you could handle there. And we talked to the youngest. And his father, Gabe, and Garrett Biggers, and their idea about Justin Bowes, where they take bow ties and they make bow ties out of reclaimed material or donated material, and a portion of all the proceeds go to 501s, you know, nonprofits. But then they're getting bow ties from, or they're getting jerseys from famous people like LeBron James and others. They're going to make those, sell them for a lot more money so they can put a lot more money into nonprofits. In this case, a school in India, in Calcutta, I think. And if you've ever been to Calcutta, India.
It needs it.
It needs it, right. Okay, but now we have the guy who won of all the great ideas. He won, Brian Cosby. You want to introduce Brian?
Yeah, I mean, Brian, I just met him over the weekend, and it was love at first sight.
Truth.
Yeah.
No, the guy, you know, he, it was, you know, out of all the...
I wasn't going to ask. Bromances are okay.
You know, we, at Startup Weekend, the point is democracy. So everyone self-selects the team they want to be on. People choose the best ideas. It's a really interesting setup. But, you know, Brian pitched his idea, and it was a magnet for the right people. And I think he attracted a great team, and he's a great presenter. So I think it was definitely well-deserved.
Okay. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Before we get into what you pitched and what you won with, tell us a little bit about Brian.
Brian Cosby. I'm 38. We just moved down a little bit over a year and a half ago. We, meaning my wife and three kids, from the Northwest, Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
And
Country.
Wheat country, that's right, Palouse. So wheat and lentils. But we love it. We love Reading. Part of the big reason why we come is we felt like we're supposed to be in Reading. We love this town. For some reason, we were drawn here, and here we are. So we're putting some roots down in Reading, and part of the reason, I think, Startup Weekend, Entrepreneur, all that stuff, is we want to see Reading awesome.
Well, how did you get attracted to this? This was something we talked about. I think it's the greatest idea in the world. One of the three greatest ideas in the world.
That is living in Reading, or
Entrepreneur Weekend.
Oh, gotcha.
Reading is up in the top three too. Living in Reading, because we made our choice just like that.
Yeah.
Just saying, you know, we could have gone anywhere at that point, but we wanted to set roots down. Why not be Reading? You know, it's a great place. How'd you know about this then?
Entrepreneur Weekend. I ran into Luke, met Luke at the start of the summer, and he mentioned that they were putting it together. Up in Spokane, there's been Entrepreneur Weekends now for, I think, they may be on their seventh.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, University town.
Yeah, so we saw that. And then this year, I was in a class at BSSM, the school through Bethel, and having a business class. And we had the opportunity to join in on Entrepreneur Weekend for a sweet discounted rate. But so I wanted to go. I wanted to be involved. I think part of the vision of an entrepreneur is you can have a ton of ideas, but it's actually learning how to execute those ideas. And this was a perfect opportunity to have a deadline of 54 hours. And at the end of 54 hours, you have to be ready to present something, to ship something, to you have to execute. You have to get it done.
So. Okay. All right. I'm going to take an early break, because then I want to come back and want to talk about what your idea was.
All right.
Because you are the winner. You're the one that everybody thought was, okay, this is the guy here. And I want to hear about that. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It is 18 minutes until 9 o'clock. 32 degrees out there today. Looks like we could be getting rain for, you know, off and on through the rest of the week. And I have two tickets to the Temptations for December the 6th. Two tickets for the Temptations, December the 6th. I'll give away to the first caller, 605-4567.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot. Northern Lights Energy.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance, the musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight rainbow and
sent me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Tuesday, December the 1st. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great week. 32 degrees out there, going up to 59 today. Looks like we're going to be having chances of rain for the rest of the week. Tonight, tomorrow. Throughout the rest of the week here. Weather reports always brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, veteran-owned business right here with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Chuck and Judy do a lot for our community, of course. A lot of stuff going on, but here, we're here today with the with Hope Seth. Hope hasn't been talking a lot because there's so many things going on here, but she's the director of the Entrepreneurial Development over at Economic Development Corporation. Of course, with Joshua Johnson and Luke Miner, who are the entrepreneurs in residence at our Shasta Venture Hub. And we're here with Brian Cosby, who, after the business weekend, business launch weekend that you had a couple of weeks ago, it was the winner with his product. Okay, Brian, we've led it up to here. Okay, what's the product?
The product. What did we pitch? We created an app which allows you to journal and document your life, recording your memories through a simple format that then allows you to then print those and have those in a hard copy. So it's kind of a journaling app that walks you through five simple questions. Those questions are related to your five senses. So what did you see today? What did you hear today? What did you smell today? What did you taste today? And what did you touch today? So providing just a little bit of structure and allowing people to kind of lose the intimidation of journaling and being able to track their memories.
Wow. So, and how do they do this? On their phone? Or, I mean, how do they do this?
Yeah, it's an app that you'll pull up on your phone and simply you'll have five icons right there. Those icons will represent your senses. You'll click on which sense you want to document. You'll be able to snap a quick picture or just fill in text, and then it'll store it. Take you to a list of all the senses that you've documented for that day, or a list, calendar list that'll show you all the senses that you've documented for that month or whatever you'd like. So it's super simple. It removes, like I said, removes the intimidation of journaling and provides a structure that I think taps into our natural, what we're created with as far as kind of recalling memories in our senses.
So I walked into Grandma's house and smelled cinnamon rolls.
Exactly.
Something like that. So it's not only seeing grandmother, but the recording, the smell.
Yeah, exactly. And it came from a trip that I took 15 years ago through Europe when I graduated college. Myself and a couple buddies, we did the typical throw a backpack on and hike through Europe for 40 days. And I became so overwhelmed with the amount of information that I was taking in, the sights, the tastes, the conversations, the experience, that I couldn't keep up journaling at all, and I was afraid, oh my goodness, I'm losing memories. Like, this is, I'm not going to remember that sweet sandwich in the back alley of Krakow or, you know, whatever it was. And so I just started asking those five simple questions every day, and I can take one of those journals today, pull it off the shelf, and I'm immediately transported right back to my time in Europe, and it's pretty magical, yeah. And so I thought, wow, this is simple. I was an overwhelmed, busy life those 40 days. It's the exact same life I have today, three kids. We're overwhelmed. We're constantly stimulated with information and with media and everything coming at us and with our time, that this is just a simple platform that you can get on every day, log those memories, and kind of just document.
You take photos too, or videos? Can you tie videos to it?
Yeah, we're talking about video, and if we want video,
because okay, so like you go up there and you're looking at this magnificent, you know, vista.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take a quick, I guess you could do shots too on it. Just,
yeah.
But so you have that you can tie into that memory that day of that journal.
Exactly. So you would hit eyes for you on that moment. Right. It would be you'd hit the eye icon. That'd take you. You'd snap the picture. You'd okay. document. I can't believe, you know, taking in the majesty of Mount Shasta.
Right.
Thank you for snow on Mount Shasta that will have water in the, you know, whatever you're feeling. And then it logs it. And so then you can go back and you could look at that and say, wow, on, you know, the 1st of December, I remember Mount Shasta, pull it up. And then you could also take all those and we'll be able to send them out and get them printed. So if you are taking a road trip or, you know, traveling, you and your buddies or your family and everybody contributes to that same you know, that same journal, and then
yeah.
ship them out and say, this was my trip based upon my senses. Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So now what happens now?
What happens now? Well, winning the weekend was awesome. Just a big pat on the back and motivation.
How did you win? Was it a vote? Was everybody just voted on that? This democracy again?
We had judges.
Okay.
So we had judges that went in and decided based on the criteria of the weekend, which you had to prove that you can monetize the business. Mm-hmm. You had to validate your market, so you had to talk to real customers. They went out to Sundial Bridge and some other places and actually talked to real people to validate that people would want to use this.
Yeah, we reached over 200 people through kind of online polls and then face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then they had to have a really nice presentation. They were judged on design and also prototype.
Right.
And so the judges then tallied up the results and chose the top teams based on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you can monetize it?
Monetize, yeah. So we'll be able to sell the app. We'll be able to sell an upgrade for the app, too, that allows you to do more projects, collaborate with more people. I'm learning all that. I think I just download apps.
So you, okay, so you and Hope and Luke and Joshua all go out someplace.
Sure, Josh in.
And, you know, I had to, it's made, you know, get everybody in here. So you all go out to the same thing, and so you're thinking, hey, this is pretty cool. So Hope has hers going, and Luke has his going, and Josh has his going, and you have yours.
Mm-hmm.
Can you combine them?
Yeah, that'll be part of
that's part of that.
That's
next
part
one?
Of the upgrade. Yeah,
oh, okay.
That you'll be able to collaborate with more people, and be able to post more. So yeah, it's a challenging thing because you want to think of yes. I mean, businesses have to make money, and so how do you make money? How do apps? It's a crazy question. Apps get thrown out there for free. Some have ads. Some have upgrades. But in the end, you know, they have to.
So you're planning on selling the app, or?
Yeah, it'll be downloadable for free, and then there'll be an upgrade platform as well. So it's called freemium is the structure that the term being used. So, which I learned this weekend.
So how do we do against the world?
According to those, and I've done seven of these,
uh-huh.
and this was the best one I've ever been a part of. And I think that the way that I judge that is quality of ideas, the quality of the final presentations, and the energy in the room when the teams were presenting. There was so much energy, and I wish you were there, Carl, because it was vibrant, and everyone can feel it. There was just a lot of support. The community really came out and cheered these guys on, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think one of the best things about it is that it creates, which is the goal of the Shasta Venture Hub and all that, it creates a community of people who, yeah, there's a little bit of competition there, and there's people wanting to present the best and make the best product, but
people
at the
win.
Same time, it's as if you were creating allies. You were creating people who could collaborate on your project, who contribute an idea.
Mm-hmm.
The mentors walking around, you know, there was no... We're not trying to just push this one thing forward. It's let's help each other build, execute, get ideas out to the market. And so it created it was a collaborative workspace. The goal of the Venture Hub, and you know, one of the most amazing things about working with people is that you can pull on each other and actually create more and gain more from just doing it by yourself.
Okay. All right. Now, Hope, the first time was mostly tech and apps. This time. But you're not restricting it, right? It could be any type of business. Is this true?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we found that just most of the ideas that lend themselves well to being put together like that was tech. But we did have a couple companies that were actually more all product-based that just weren't chosen.
How about service-based?
Yep, we had a couple that were service-based as well. I can't think of which one they were off the top of my head. But
well, yeah, so JourneyBox won third place.
Right. So JourneyBox, I understand that. Where
physical
you can,
product.
You know, that's. I think that's probably, you know, where you're doing it instantly there. And, you know, for people that are there already, mm-hmm. I could see they could do the JourneyBox to get them there and use yours, and it's called?
Sensus. S-E-N-S-U 5.
Oh, okay.
Sensus. Yeah, your five senses.
Yeah, okay. And then, that's good. The so you can get them there in this, and then you keep track of it with yours.
Yeah,
so,
there you go, collaboration.
We can work together.
Yeah, and if you're building an electric car, that's how you get them there. Okay.
That's right. I think the value of a startup weekend, one is it was great to see that the people running startup weekend that normally do this down in the Bay Area where, you know, everyone knows about Silicon Valley, they were so surprised and impressed with the infrastructure we have here and the energy we have here and the quality of people and ideas that we have here. I think that it's going to be interesting to see how that part of our industry in this town can grow. But there are startup weekends that are just maker oriented, where you have 3D printers and, you know, you can verticalize the experience. So
verticalize, is that a word?
It is now.
It is.
We just added it.
Verticalize.
You want to say we can say niche. You can make a weekend focused on one industry.
Prioritize became a word too. So yeah, okay. So verticalize, I like that. So you can just go straight. Yeah, okay, that's great. So you know we need. You know, we need to have that upward surge, you know, in the tech side here, because this would probably be a great place. I think people worry about, you know, changing our landscape and all this with putting in a lot of factories and all this in here. Yep, manufacturing jobs are really important too, but why not also be known as a market that is putting new types of technology out?
Yeah, I read an article the other day by Steve Wozniak, and he was presenting down in Fresno, California, so the other end of the Central Valley, and he said, I mean, basically there's no reason why Silicon Valley has to exist in Silicon Valley anymore.
And there isn't. You know,
just
the only
throw
thing
it
we
in
need,
Fresno, yeah. Why not Reading?
We need to get that giant cable, that giant internet, you know, into the town here, which is
fiber.
Going to cost the fiber, the big fiber, you know, product here that's going to cost like $5 million to get in here. But, you know, my sister, and I said this last time, my sister lives in Chattanooga. And it's one of the best suburbs. It's rated best suburbs, best small towns in America. And why? They've got jobs. They have a university. They have jobs. They have a river like we have. But they also have they have the fiber optic cable that's there for all that. So hope I'm gonna get you all. I'll give you all the last thoughts here. We got 3 minutes left.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just want to echo what Joshua said, that it was the weekend was really about the community, the collaboration. You know, the ideas are great, but honestly, I think it was the partnerships. It's when I heard one person say, you know, oh, now I know a person who can create an app. I can go to them if I need it later on. Or, oh, I didn't know that this mentor had this, you know, this level of experience, and now I have a relationship built with them where I can give them a call if I need something. And so I feel like it was a success because
it was a success. Yeah, I like it. Okay, Luke.
Yes, sir.
Well, what'd you think about it? Being an entrepreneur in residence. I mean,
being an entrepreneur in residence.
That's a lot of pressure.
That was
buddy.
That was my the closest thing I've ever done to what I actually want to do with my life. So it was amazing. I got to see a whole bunch of inspired entrepreneurs building great businesses, becoming great leaders, and I couldn't have asked for any better gift this Christmas.
Wow. Okay, Josh.
Yeah, I think this is only the beginning. I want to, you know, say that this is not going to be the last of these kinds of events. I think there's going to be more. Actually, I know there's going to be more. We're going to debrief this next over the next couple of weeks as a team to be planning the next one. So I think that we've really just kind of lifted up one layer of this whole thing, and we're going to create a really tight-knit community, because if we can bring mentors and entrepreneurs together to help one another and support one another, we can build some great things.
Yeah, I think that this is a good start, and there's a lot to be proud of here in our town of Reading. And Brian, congratulations, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much.
You know, when you have your house on the river and 5,000 employees working for you, making little apps as fast as they can.
App elves.
What do you call them?
App elves.
App elves.
App elves. Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Hope, thank you so much for putting all this together. I know that that y'all have been working really hard on this, and it's frankly a huge success. And it's just a great start, and you all are going to be coming in here on a regular basis to keep us updated on things that are going on in the next one. So we're going to do this several times a year, or what?
Yeah, you invited us to come back on, monthly.
Every month,
that's
right.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring new companies here and share what they're doing.
So. Great. I love that. Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Brent Weaver's going to be here, Reading City Councilman. We're going to talk about the blueprint for safety. And I'll bring up the 67-year-old lady that got attacked at the bus stop there. Too bad she wasn't trained, as we talked about. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. is expanding its special ops forces in Iraq. Defense Secretary Carter telling Congress today that it's being done to help Iraqi and Kurdish forces in the battle against ISIS. Climate change and terrorism, President Obama talking about both as he departs the International Climate Summit. And regarding the battle against ISIS,
I'm confident that we are on the winning side of this.
The president also says he's confident that the world will soon forge a major climate change agreement.
As he ended a two-day trip to Paris for the climate conference, the president said he's convinced that global leaders will accomplish some big things when it comes to reducing global carbon emissions.
This is an economic and security imperative that we have to tackle now.
However, parts of a climate deal may not be legally binding, in large part because the president faces stiff opposition from the GOP-run Congress.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston is